Cape Talk, the Africa Report.
And it is to Zimbabwe we go. Dr. Edgar Munatsi joins me on the line now. Doctors in Zimbabwe, Edgar, deciding to embark on a strike because they're unhappy with the working conditions. And these are doctors who are employed in five of the major hospitals in Zimbabwe. This must be having devastating impact on the ability of Zimbabwe to provide a health service to its people.
Yes, it is. Doctors have embarked on a strike now. It's been a week. They are citing many reasons for going on a strike. One of them being the, you know, the new fiscal policy that was announced by the finance minister that people, if they are going to buy cars or vehicles from outside the country, you need to pay for the tax or duty in forex, which is really, you know, a crisis in Zimbabwe, as you might be aware, that Zimbabwe is facing a serious cash crisis. There is no cash, particularly the forex, which is the US or the rand, that we have been using as a multi-currency system in Zimbabwe. So these things are causing a lot of a burden on the economy, the health sector. Most of the hospitals do not have drugs, equipment to use. So it's really a stress on the doctors. They are fighting. These are many of the, some of the reasons why they have decided to push the government to revise some of its policies.
And have you been engaging with government? Are they hearing at least your concerns? Are they seeking to address some of them in the hopes of getting the doctors back to the hospitals?
The unfortunate thing is the government is always slow in terms of making sure that they address some of these concerns. I'm aware that so far since the strike has begun, I think there are only two meetings with our representatives. And during those meetings, I think one of the things that they committed to addressing was the issue of fuel shortages, because people are spending so many hours on the queues. Some people have to sleep overnight on the queues waiting to get fuel. So they are trying to alleviate that problem by making sure that hospitals have their own sort of allocations where the doctors will be able to get fuel allocations at hospitals. This is the only commitment that they've made in terms of addressing the concerns that have been raised by the doctors.
Doctors swear to try and preserve life, to obviously bring about healing and realize an improvement in people's lives. This, I would imagine, would have been a decision that they did not come to lightly. What is the line that is being drawn in the sand regarding if we don't get this, we're definitely not coming back to hospitals indefinitely?
You know, I would imagine, and actually I know that for almost each and every other doctor, they get a lot of satisfaction from, you know, making a difference in people's lives. If you see a patient and then the following morning or 2 days later, the patient is a smile on their face and they say, thank you. And I believe that feeling is more fulfilling than any amount of money can get in life. But the unfortunate thing is that that feeling, that euphoria, that satisfaction that you get from doing your work has been replaced by a lot of despair, you know, hopelessness, because we see people dying on a daily basis from very preventable and treatable illnesses because, hospital pharmacies are not even stocked. People having to buy medication using forex, which they don't have. So, you know, it's a serious threat, and we have realized that, you know, I think we need to draw a line somewhere, because in the long run, we end up doing more harm than good, which is against our oath, which is against our profession of preserving life.
Let me then seek clarity, Edgar. Is there a date upon which, as doctors, you have all decided we will go back to work, regardless of what government has done or not? Or is it a case of, yes, we know that the Zimbabwean government is going to be slow to address some of the concerns that we've highlighted. However, we will stay away from those hospitals until those issues are addressed.
We understand that it is the responsibility of the government to provide medical services for its people, including having doctors who are motivated, doctors and nurses who are satisfied, who are willing to do their work. And in this case, the government is slow, and we do not have a date set as yet in terms of when we are going back to work. We want them to at least address some of the concerns that we've raised before we can decide to go back or not.
Edgar, thank you very much. We wish you and your colleagues all the best, as well as the people of Zimbabwe. Dr. Edgar Munadzi is the former president of Zimbabwe Hospital Board of Association, as well as a general practitioner, reflecting on the decision taken by doctors in five of the major hospitals in Zimbabwe to embark on a strike this week, demanding improvements in their working conditions and a review of their low salaries as well.